This recording, New York 29, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at her old zoo in the jurisdiction of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Ma, come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was short and huge, so it would take some force to strap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not full tell. In no time, the goose began so tired, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped with her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned her that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I grew up in New York City, in the Bronx, South Bronx. I had a great childhood. It was really nice. It was nice. Well, South Bronx, back in the days when I was growing up, it was like mostly burnt building. Now it's really nice. They renovated a lot of buildings, beautiful buildings. It's looking real nice. Actually, I like it more than home. I grew up there. I'm here because I work in Harlem. But I really love the Bronx. I love it. So, I still live in the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Born and raised there. Oh, okay. A lot of private houses. Yeah, a lot of private houses in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Actually, it's only my building in that block. In my neighborhood, we have a mix of a lot of Africans, Dominicans, Mexicans, some of them, a lot of Puerto Ricans, yeah. But we have a lot of Africans too.
Oh.
A lot. Straight from Africa.
Oh.
And they're taking over because they have like all the stores they own now. Yes.
Wow.
They have a lot of stores around there.